For WKU Public Radio, I'm Alana Watson. It's campaign season in Kentucky and the rest of the country, but not in the political sense. A vaccination campaign is underway against highly contagious coronavirus variants that are particularly a threat to unvaccinated individuals. As Kentucky marks three consecutive weeks of increasing COVID-19 cases, the key to beating the virus remains winning the undecideds. Lisa Autry has this report.
Kentucky confirmed more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday, the highest single-day increase the Commonwealth has seen since March 11th. On top of that, the Delta variant has become the dominant and most aggressive strain in the state. At a time when Delta is more fatal than other variants and spreading even to vaccinated people, Myrna Denny decided it was time to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Relax, yeah. There we go. Deep breath. Relax those shoulders.
You know, I was afraid and the family were afraid, so I thought, well, you can't live like a hermit forever.
Denny is at a mass vaccination clinic run by the medical center in Bowling Green. She's been hesitant to get the shot up until now after having an allergic reaction to the flu vaccine several years ago.
There we go. Good job. A little Band-Aid for you. You're good to go. You can go back to the room.
Denny has seen the worst of COVID-19, losing her husband within 5 days of contracting the virus last fall.
So I thought it was very important, you know, that I get it till we don't lose anyone else in the family. And I've stayed away from all the family and have missed out on a lot of things by not having my vaccines.
Not only did she lose her husband, but Denny and her son also contracted the virus. Months later, her lungs are still weak. She has an oxygen tank with her at the vaccine appointment. Across the clinic, 62-year-old Dalmatia Hampton is getting immunized 6 months after the vaccine became available. Like other late adopters, Hampton says he was a bit skeptical of the vaccine, especially after the Johnson & Johnson recall.
I feel like it was necessary for me going around other people. At first, I hesitated, so I was skeptical at first, but I decided it would be for my best interest and everybody around me to go ahead and get it done.
When the vaccines first started rolling out late last year and early this year, many people had to wait to schedule appointments for the shots. But now many vaccines are going unused as demand has waned. Dr. Melinda Joyce helps oversee the medical center's vaccination clinic that's been open since December.
You know, at the height, we were probably given anywhere between 800 and 900 vaccines per day. And today, for example, we'll give about 100.
The clinic here has scaled back vaccination schedules from 6 days a week to only two. Despite the state's vaccine incentive sweepstakes and the fast-spreading Delta variant, she says there's been no spike in vaccine interest. There has been an increase in hospitalizations at the medical center in the past week or so. Dr. Joyce says 80% of those admitted were not vaccinated. 85-year-old Ernestine Pierce doesn't want to be part of that statistic and is getting vaccinated at the clinic. She didn't mean to wait this long, but she spent time caring for her adult son who caught the virus. Now she's rolling up her sleeve for others in the family.
I got 4 grandkids, 8 great-grandkids, and 2 great-great-great-grandkids. I just think about that, and you know, if there's kids involved, you need to. Everybody should have it done. I think if they'd have had it done, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in right now, really, including her.
Pierce nudges her great-granddaughter sitting beside her in a post-vaccination waiting area at the clinic. 18-year-old Kaylee Webb shrugs her shoulders when asked why she hasn't taken the leap yet.
I don't know. I've just heard a lot of stuff. So I don't know.
Still making up your mind?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people in my family have gotten it, but I'm just still iffy about it.
You just don't want the side effect of the shot or what?
It's not that. I just want to see more research on it.
At 85 and 18, Pierce and Webb represent the age divide among the vaccinated population. 83% of Kentuckians 65 and older have received the vaccine, while 18 to 29-year-olds have only a 36% vaccination rate. Just over 51% of Kentucky's total population is vaccinated. This hesitancy has become a new epidemic of sorts, fueled by misinformation and conspiracy theories. In a news conference this week, Governor Andy Beshear warned Kentuckians if they haven't been vaccinated or already contracted COVID-19, they will likely get the more deadly Delta variant.
But folks, it's entirely avoidable, which it wasn't in the past. The hospitalization numbers, the death numbers, the ICU numbers are totally avoidable if you get vaccinated.
The head of the CDC told a Senate committee this week the Delta variant represents 83% of all new COVID-19 cases in the U.S. But health experts say the solution comes in two shots or one. Both the two-dose Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, as well as the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine, appear highly effective in fighting the coronavirus and the Delta variant. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.